You've probably heard that old line that the government must really love poor people. After all, it makes so many of them. Hi, this is Charles Goyette. Well, the universe itself must really love the ironic, because it keeps presenting us with what, if it weren't for the foul taste, might be called delicious ironies. Take for an example the irony known as the Gore effect. That's the recurrent phenomena that looks like Mother Nature is mocking Al Gore, and it's happened many times. Nancy Pelosi has to cancel a speech at a global warming event because she's held up by a blizzard. Or an appearance by Al Gore that is accompanied by the coldest temperatures in 125 years. It's called the Gore effect. But cosmic irony plays no favorites. It seems to want to humble us all. It strikes the left and the right, the high and the low, and the rich and the poor without favoritism. Here's a case from today's news. A food safety conference in Baltimore featuring 100 people from both government and the private sector is struck hard by more than 100 cases of food poisoning. It's the same sort of irony that's visible in the stock market. You've seen it many times. When bad economic news is greeted with enthusiasm and higher prices, on the assumption that the monetary authorities will have to persist in easy money, low rate policies that will make us poorer in the long run. Isn't the incongruity ironic when the United States admonishes Russia about interfering in the affairs of Ukraine? At the same time, the Senate deletes language from a bill that would require the president to report on non-combatant casualties in its drone attacks. Especially since we know that U.S. interfering in Yemen with drone attacks during the Obama years has killed nearly 1,000 people already, including many civilians. So after being lobbied by administration officials, the Senate has decided that we shouldn't know how many innocent civilians we kill. This was the presidency that would be, quote, the most transparent in history. That's what Obama said, and that's another irony. But here's the one that takes today's prize for the most in-your-face irony. The IRS handed out more than $1 million in bonuses to employees who have not paid their own income taxes. Altogether, for the year 2011, the IRS says 311,536 federal employees were tax delinquents in 2011, owing a total of $3.5 billion. And finally, I think that it's also ironic that since the gold price topped out at about $1,900 an ounce in the fall of 2011, the Fed has printed more than $1.3 trillion just since then. It has increased the monetary base by 50%, and yet, in the same period, gold is down well over 30%. Ironic, isn't it? How long do you suppose that will last? For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.